The following is a recording from the sermon files of the Beacon Church of Christ. To God be the glory always.
What is the most difficult situation, the most difficult obstacle that you have ever faced in your Christian life? Maybe it's money problems. Maybe you lost your house. Or perhaps you lost a vehicle. Maybe it's much more serious than that. Maybe you're experiencing health problems. Maybe you lost a loved one, a parent, a spouse, a child. Maybe it's a boulder, like we see in the picture on the slide. Something that has gotten in your way. And it makes it very difficult for you. By no means should I make light of any of these problems. These are all serious setbacks that we face in the Christian life. They can be difficult. They can be discouraging. They can make us want to give up. But at the same time, when we compare all of these things to some of the things that the Christians faced in the first century, it really puts things into perspective for us. For example, there's a man named Tacitus. Tacitus was a historian who was living during the time of the first century Christians. And Tacitus wrote about the Christians' deaths under the persecution of Nero. Nero had blamed the Christians for the fires of Rome. And Tacitus wrote this: "Accordingly, an arrest was first made of all who pleaded guilty, under coercion, I would suppose. Then, upon their information, that is, those who had been arrested, an immense multitude was convicted, not so much of the crime of firing the city, but as of hatred against mankind. Mockery of every sort was added to their deaths. Covered with the skins of beasts, they were torn by dogs and perished, or were nailed to crosses, or were doomed to the flames and burnt, to serve as a nightly illumination when daylight had expired." In other words, Nero had them torched and used as the lights of the evening to light the streets. And so we see how Christians were treated in the first century terribly. Horrible persecution that they went through. And then we look at the things that we are all going through, and certainly they're very serious trials, troubles. But we need to always remember that it could be much worse. Other sources tell us that Christians were forced to fight in the gladiator games, fight to the death with gladiators and with wild beasts, in an arena full of people who were mocking them and making fun of the fact that they were about to go to their deaths, all because they believed in a man named Christ. They believed in Him and they would not deny His name. Christians truly faced horrible earthly fates in the first century in many cases. But we know what their eternal fate was. Let me ask you this. Do you think that those Christians who were suffering the terrible wild beasts that were coming after them, and gladiators, and the crosses that they were put on, and the fires, do you think that they were suffering those things? And do you think that they were authentic Christians? I believe so. I believe that they truly believed God's Word. They truly understood the magnitude of their belief. They understood that they believed in the Son of God and they were willing to die for Him. And undoubtedly, that is the reason that they went as far as they did through such severe persecution. They undoubtedly were serious about their faith. So, what is my point? My point is that when times get tough, when the fierce fires of persecution come our way, when we deal with health problems, when we deal with money problems, when we deal with all kinds of problems, family problems, we find out if we are going to truly remain faithful to Him. Because it's easy to be a Christian when times are good. But when the times get hard, that's when we find out how good our faith is. This afternoon, I want us to examine this idea about the going getting tough. And of course, we know the rest of that phrase. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. I want us to examine that in light of our Christianity this afternoon. And if we do go through hard times, if intense persecutions are on the horizon, are we still going to be tough? Are we still going to be faithful? Are we still going to serve Christ? Are we still not going to deny His name? Are we going to be willing to be put to the slaughter for Him, if that's what it means? Will we allow hard times to discourage us to the point of giving up? Or will we remain faithful no matter what? When the going gets tough, will you still honor God? Let me tell you this, the going will get tough. You don't have to question it. You don't have to wonder if there's ever going to be a time in your Christian life when it's going to be difficult, because there will be a time in your life when it will be difficult. In fact, there will probably be many times in your life when the Christian life, even though it's a wonderful life and there's so many blessings involved in it, it still is a matter of fact that there's going to be some difficult times as well. You may deal with those who mock and ridicule you for your beliefs. You may deal with financial problems. And maybe those financial problems are directly related to the fact that you're trying to prioritize God in your life. You may deal with health problems. There's so many different kinds of problems that we face. You may deal with these persecutions that we're talking about. It's guaranteed that you're going to face difficult times in one way or another as a Christian. Now, we all won't see hard times to the same degree. Clearly, that is the case. Because the fact of the matter is, not a single one of us has had to be put to death for Christ. Not one of us has had to dread and fear being thrown into a coliseum and having to fight to the death because of our beliefs. But we do face difficulties. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. 2 Timothy 3:12. For most of us, again, that's things like financial loss. Maybe we can't climb that corporate ladder because so-and-so who's not a Christian gets the favor over those who are Christians. Or maybe it's humiliation or ridicule or strained relationships with our friends and family. Tough things to deal with, for sure. But when we compare them to being beaten and dragged through the streets for our beliefs, and ultimately put to death after being tortured for the cause of Christ, it really puts things into perspective. Jesus said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Matthew 16:24. Whether that's a metaphorical cross or a literal cross, Jesus expects us to do it. And many Christians did take a literal cross for their beliefs in the first century. We have to be willing to take it up because that is exactly what Jesus has called us to do. To take up that cross, to be willing to die for Him, and to be willing to live for Him. In Mark chapter 10 and verse 30, Jesus says that we will receive persecutions. But I want you to notice what He says at the end of Mark 10, verse 30. He says, "And in the world to come, eternal life." Jesus promises the fact that, yes, we're going to receive persecutions, but He also promises that we will receive eternal life in the world to come. Do you believe that? If you believe that, then I don't care what is going to happen in your life. I don't care what kind of difficulty you're going to go through. You're going to remain faithful because you know where you're headed. That's why Jesus said in Matthew 5, verses 10 through 12, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." Yes, difficulties and persecutions will come, but we will overcome those persecutions. Or at least I certainly hope we will. I say it that way because I don't know for certainty whether or not any of you will overcome the things in your life and be faithful to the death. I'm not omnipotent. I'm not omniscient. And I can't force any one of you to be faithful as much as I would like to. Because guess what? We all have this thing called free will. Every single one of us in this room has the ability to determine, to choose whether or not we are going to follow God. We have the ability to choose whether or not we are going to live through these difficulties in life and continue faithfully, even though sometimes those things just beat us down, and those obstacles get in our way, and we see those obstacles, and we look at the horizon, and we look at where we're going. We're trying to get to heaven, but these obstacles keep coming in our way, and we wonder, how in the world are we going to get there? You have the ability to choose whether you're going to keep pressing forward even with all these obstacles in the way, or whether you're going to let one over here stop you, or one over here stop you from being faithful. I say this, that we will remain faithful. I say it that way for a reason, and that is that we need to have this positive affirmation, a motto, if you will, that we will all say over and over again, "I will be faithful. I will. I will." We will get through this as a family. We will get through this as a congregation. Do you think that those first century Christians needed to have that mindset? As those persecutions were swarming them and they were seeing their friends and their family left and right being put on those crosses and lit up in the streets in those terrible flames. I imagine them patiently persevering, saying, "We will get through this." And so we need to have this mindset. We need to have the mindset that no matter what kind of difficulties come our way with an increasing godless society that we live in, we have to understand that we can and we will get through this as a family of God. I believe that that's the idea that Jesus had in mind. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. "Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried. And ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." A victory crown because you remained faithful. It's about mental preparation, preparing for those hard times, and having it in our mind that I will be faithful no matter what. Each one of us has to make up his own mind to have this motto, if you will, to continue faithfully. Matthew chapter 10, verse 22, Jesus says, "And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake." Don't question it. When the agendas that are trying to stop the church in this country, when they come our way, we have to understand that Jesus told us those people are going to hate us. "Ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved." Do you have that mindset? That you will endure to the end? If you do, then nobody's going to stop you. You'll be faithful. Nobody can stop you but yourself. Here's another thing that we need to consider. And that is those first century Christians facing those fierce persecutions. They didn't stop. They didn't allow that to stop them from evangelizing, did they? Acts chapter 8 and verse 4. "They that were scattered abroad," the reason for that being the intense persecution that was going on at Jerusalem, "they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word." And so the church spread. Dark times for the church because of this intense persecution, and yet the church was growing rapidly because they understood. They knew who they believed in, and they were persuaded that He's able. Right? We sing that song sometimes. Paul wrote those words, and we need to understand that we can have confidence in God. We can have confidence that we will get to heaven. And we can have confidence that our saving message that we are preaching will fall on the good ears, the good soil, the good hearts, and there will be people that will listen to us, even in times of fierce persecution, because that's exactly what happened in the first century. But on the other side of the coin, we need to also have this mindset, and that is that we will not be like those who give up when the going gets tough. This needs to be the other side of our motto. Not only do we need to constantly affirm that we will be faithful, but we also have to realize that we will see hard times, but we will not allow those hard times, those obstacles in the road, to keep us from doing what God has asked us to do. The Bible is clear that some people did that. Some people did allow those obstacles to get in their way and left their first love, quit doing what God asked them to do. Some loved the cares of the world and turned away. In Matthew chapter 24, verses 3 through 14, we see some of those who gave in to the pressures of persecution. Matthew 24, verses 3 through 14. "And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places." Does that sound like hard times? Jesus is promising that these hard times were going to be ongoing. Over and over again, these hard times were going to come, but the end was not yet. All of these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended. What was that? Many shall be offended. That is, they're going to use this persecution as an excuse to give up on Christ. They're going to turn from the way. Many shall be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Is iniquity abounding today? What do you think? When you look at Hollywood, when you look at politics, when you look at the school systems, is iniquity abounding? Oh yeah. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. I don't know about you, but that reminds me that we've still got a job to do. We've still got to preach. We've still got to take the gospel to the whole world. Despite what kind of difficulties, earthquakes and wars and pestilences and famines and heartache, despite all of that, we still have to preach the kingdom of God, the gospel. And so we have to remember we can't let the obstacles get in our way. You know what Proverbs says about this subject of giving up and being unfaithful? There was a verse I came across not too long ago, and I want to share it with you. It's Proverbs chapter 25 and verse 19. Confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble, persecution, is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. Ouch. The Proverbs writer says, an unfaithful man, when the hard times come, you can't depend on him. He's like a broken tooth. You ever tried to eat a steak with broken teeth? Don't feel too good, does it? He's like a sprained ankle, a foot out of joint. Let me ask you this. Are you a faithful Christian who can be depended on? When those hard times come, are you going to be depended on? If they come bursting through those doors and drag me to prison for preaching the truth, can you be depended on to take up the slack? Because that's the kind of Christians that God wants us to be. Can we be depended on at the Beacon Church of Christ? Can we be depended on as we continue to see things go downhill in this country? Can the Lord depend on us? How will you respond to the trials of life? Will you give up? Will you give up? Or will you remain faithful? James tells us how to respond. He says in James 1, verses 2 through 4, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations or trials, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, complete, wanting or lacking nothing. You ever thought about that? Those hard times, those difficulties, they serve a purpose. They make you complete. They make you a stronger Christian if you let those hard times build you up and make you stronger. So hard times and trials and tribulations are going to do one of two things to all of us. Those obstacles, those bumps in the road, they're either going to make us give up, fall down and quit, or they're going to make us stronger. Paul said, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities and persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 10. Strong physically? No. Strong spiritually as a Christian. Will you respond to the hard times the way that Paul responded? I hope that you will. I hope that all of us will. Hard times are on the horizon. Some of us are dealing with hard times right this very hour. How will we respond to those hard times? The choice is yours. So be faithful. Think about these things this afternoon. If you're not a child of God, I certainly hope that you would become one this very hour. Galatians 3:27, you can be clothed with Christ in baptism, immersed in water for the remission of your sins right now, today, because you're not guaranteed tomorrow. But maybe you've done that, but you've allowed the obstacles and trials and difficulties in this life to knock you down and to knock you off the path. You don't have to stay off the path. You can come back. You can get right back on the path and keep going towards where you want to head, which is to our reward in heaven. Think about these things this afternoon, and if you need to respond, please do so as together we stand and sing.
You've been listening to a sermon from the Beacon Church of Christ. Perhaps you'd like to hear more of these sermons in person. We would love to have you visit our congregation. We are located at 2326 Jonesboro Road in West Monroe. Join us on Sundays at 9:45, 10:30, and 2, and Wednesday nights at 7. A warm welcome awaits you. Come see us soon.